And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Seakeeger, Berkeley Andrews and Andrew Jones, who are here to talk about this amazing technology that's sweeping the marine business. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today is going to be.
Indeed. Berkeley Andrews, Andrew Jones from Seakeeper. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Guys.
Wow, Berkeley, so much going on. And since the last time you were here, Seakeeper is now in my boat. And I've got to tell you, it's just the wow factor is now even higher.
The wow factor, you got that right, Pete. It's something that continues to make boaters all over the place very happy and very excited. Yeah,
for sure. So what is Seakeeper? Tell us about what that is.
I mean, it's a computer-controlled gyroscope that, basically tilts fore and aft, and you create this torque, we call them magic balls. What do you think about
magic,
that?
I think that's a good
magic balls.
Because it's a game changer. In terms of your comfort, your safety, and just the performance of your boat, It's an incredible product, and there's nothing like it. But you've got a flywheel in this sphere, and it's actually encapsulated in a vacuum. And there's helium inside there. I don't want to get too technical on here, but this flywheel spins up to 500 miles an hour, and it creates what we call angular momentum. And basically, when we unlock the gyro and allow it to precess, we create this torque that's going to go ahead and offset the roll and put all that energy into the structure and into the gyro. So
what amazes me about it, and just in the short time that I've had it and using it, is that you push a button and it's on and it's off. How does that work? Explain that whole situation. Andrew, can you explain that?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, really. It's a hydraulic pressure that's already in the system, and we either have it on or off with some solenoids. So it just locks some rams that kind of work in conjunction with the sphere as it processes. It's not actually driving the thing. It just going along with it, and when you hit that button, it just freezes it up. It's strong enough to hold the thing from moving.
So the rams stop it, even though it's still spinning at 10,000 feet. 400 RPM
is constant, right?
Yeah, the spinning is just still going. It's just that movement that it's throwing will stop.
Yeah, and thus, because of this momentum, is why you have to put such reinforcement to the boat, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so by locking and unlocking the gyro, you're not like slamming the brakes on at all.
Just like it wasn't on.
And that's what blows my mind, is that you can push this little button, you're rocking and rolling, and then you stop rocking and rolling, and then you push it again, and you start rocking and rolling again. It's
unfathomable. It really is.
It's like space technology.
The button is really magic to us because, we've been doing Seakeeper demo days, as you know, starting last year. And, that's the big thing, guys. If you haven't been out for a ride, we say take a ride, be amazed. Yeah. But you push you unlock that gyro. Even at the dock, we've done thousands of dockside demos, and we've just dazzled, people. And the look on their face when you say, hey, listen, guys, let's rock this boat. Come on, rock it as hard as you can. And the guy's wife is looking up, wait, I don't like this. And then when you press the button, and boom.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ryan Christensen and I came down to the demo day at Big Bay Yachts. And Ryan and I are no small dudes. And we stood on the gunnels holding on to the T-top of that contender. And they said, with everything you've got, the two of us are throwing our weight forward and back to the point where we're almost dipping the gunnels in the water, and they pushed a button, and you would swear somebody just, like you said, Pete, just like slammed the brakes on a car. It went from, we're talking like almost dipping the gunnel on one side or the other to just perfectly still. And then couldn't move it no matter how hard we tried or would want to or could do anything to it. That's it. The boat just quit. And that's how it is in the ocean. You go from rocking around to just still.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
For sure. So what size boats can benefit from a Seakeeper?
We're currently right at about 30 feet on up to 150 feet. So the most exciting thing for us is bringing this technology into smaller and smaller vessels every day.
And that's going to happen pretty soon.
It is. It is happening
like
now.
Sooner than we know, right?
Stay tuned. I'd say definitely within the next couple weeks, anglers, boating enthusiasts are going to hear some exciting news. And it continues to change the industry. The Seakeeper is something that really, I alluded to this earlier. It's like an air conditioner in your car. We're seeing this on new boats. Probably 50% of the new boats being built out there have our product on them. It's such a game changer.
You were saying Bertram doesn't even build a boat anymore without a Seakeeper.
That's correct. That's correct.
Pretty amazing. And I think that eventually the technology is so good that's going to be basically, that number is going to be 90 to 100% in very short time.
Yes. And, for the fishermen, it's really, really amazing. From everything that you do, from, casting, let's say, on a marlin, to trolling, to sitting in the trough out there, sitting on a paddy. Every fisherman out there who has a Seakeeper can elaborate on that for sure.
Well, I related the story to you with a couple weeks ago. We were out cod fishing on the Lower Nine, and it was worth it. That big swell was around, and we had 15 knots of wind and rocking and rolling. And I don't think we would have stayed cod fishing if we didn't have the Seakeeper, because it made a difference between basically staying on the ground, keeping your bait on where it needs to be to not just like, this just sucks. Let's get out of here.
My favorite part about that story, which you told multiple times on the air, was when, you know, you were just enjoying the day, and just to give the guys a reminder what's going on, you turned it off and had everybody look, right. You know, on the deck, look back up, and you're like, what happened? What'd you do? You know, don't do that. Put that thing back on again.
And that's how instantaneous it is. So what's the biggest boat that a sea keeper has been on?
You're right about 180 feet.
180 feet, wow. Mm-hmm. And the smallest boat is right now at about 30 feet. But that technology is going to come to boats in the 25-foot range, too.
We have plans to even get smaller than that, Pete.
Really?
By 2020, yes. So.
And with the size of the boat also comes the price tag, right? It's much smaller because, like the Sea Keeper 3 right now, that operates battery power, right?
Correct.
No generator necessary.
That's correct.
And the new one that's coming out that we can't talk about, but we will, is also going to be a battery power.
Yes, it'll be another DC model.
Yeah. So, Andrew, tell us about, you're the dealer here in San Diego, and you do the installations, you coordinate all the installations, did a phenomenal job. You've got a great company there at Shelter Island Boat Rider. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been at it for a couple of years now with Sea Keeper, and it's been just a great experience. We've got about 15, 16 installs done and some happy customers there. And it just continues to grow. We just got to keep up the pace now. And, but it's been a really good experience working with All-American technology, All-American engineering, something that just brings so much to a boater. It's sort of a win-win. It's just been a great experience.
Yeah, and your experience, you have a YSS Marine. You mostly do electronics and such like that, right?
Well, marine electrical is my background.
That's your background.
And, you know, it's always plenty of business there with that, but this has been a very exciting field to get into and to sort of work into a real specialty.
It's occupying how much of your time?
It's becoming everything.
Everything. Yeah, because
and I'm happy with
wants
that.
One.
Yeah, it's just that, yeah, they're just keeping customers going.
Yeah.
It was great to work with you, and we got the field research sorted out there. And
yeah, you guys did a great job. I mean, the installation
thanks.
Is perfect. And I know you're working with Ray over at Southwestern Yacht Club. What a great guy. And
yeah, definitely.
Big Let's Talk Hookup listener, and he's real happy about his coming Sea Keeper.
Huh? It's going to come together for him, and I think he's going to be pretty pleased with the end product for sure.
I've heard from P and Berkeley both talking about Andrew and just that, you know, he's like a magician with this is where we're going to put it, this is what we're going to, you know, like for a lot of people who have thought, well, I don't, you know, and I would love to have one, but I don't have the room. And I know multiple people who I've talked to have said, you know, Andrew's just the magician of like, nope, all we need to do is we're just going to take this thing right here. We're going to relocate this over here. Sea Keeper's going to be here, boom, boom, boom. And next thing you know, where you thought you had no space, the thing is in, and now you have a boat that doesn't move anymore.
That's it. You'd be amazed where these things go.
Yeah. How do you die? That's one of the big things is do you have, number one, do you have room for it? And how is the and where are you going to put it?
Right.
When you go look at a boat, how do you size it up, Andrew?
Well, you got to obviously you got to be tied to structures. It's nice and low into the hull, so you're looking for that spot, you know. And one of the things people sort of misconception is, oh, it's got to be right here. No, we can be off to the port side, up around midships, even. It's going to do the same
mine's
job.
Mine's right at midship.
Exactly.
You don't have to be in the middle. You don't have to be. Yeah, it's
that's
it's
it.
You can be off center line.
Off center, right? Yeah.
If you've already got a trim issue, we can work with that and put you over on the other side and maybe fix that issue while we're at it.
Yeah.
And things like that. But obviously center line for weight, so we're not throwing the boat off. But you know, there's lots
if
of
you have a bait
options.
Tank on one side that's listing you to the other side.
Yeah, we've straightened up a few boats like that.
That's a good call.
It's been good. But yeah, it's just a piece of. It's like putting an extra fuel tank in your boat. It's that kind of a production. It's got some size to it, but it doesn't kill you.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the newer technology is for the smaller ones are run right off your battery bank.
That's right.
Yeah.
So and the concept is you've got like on a large center console, you've got three or four, you know, with huge on the East Coast with these say three or four outboards on the back. They're producing plenty of DC with their alternators to run a Sea Keeper.
Right.
So that's the idea. So there's no need for that generator. So as the units get smaller, the power draw is reducing, and the demand for power to run it reduces right down. So, yeah, no need for a generator.
So this new one coming out, that we can't talk about, is going to work for boats 25 feet around that, something like that?
About 27 to 32 feet. That's the kind of range we're...
That's the range you're looking for. And do you need to have twin outboards to run it, or will a single outboard run it?
You know, we want to evaluate every single project at a time. You know, we'll take down a lot of the customer's information, what kind of engines he's going to be using, what kind of batteries he's going to be using. You know, and the whole refit process here, you know, with Andrew is it's really getting exciting, and it's simple. It's refits now are about 30% of Seakeeper's total sales, and it's something that we like to walk the customer through and make it an easy process. You can find the room when you feel what the Seakeeper can do for your game. You definitely can find the space.
Yeah, and with the three, I've got a job underway right now where the customer said, I want to be able to sit for overnight without anything running. I want to be out there with everything off. How much batteries do I need? We just calculate that out. It turned out we added two more to the house bank he already had. And with math, it just works out. Okay, here you go. There you go. You got enough now to run overnight.
Wow.
So with quiet, with nothing running. That's you've got cool. The Seakeeper going. You're comfortable. Do a little squid fishing or whatever it is. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Impressive.
That's awesome.
So Pete, on the 32 contender that we ran in last year's Seakeeper demo days, off those two Yamaha 300 horsepower engines, we ran the Seakeeper all day long, no problem. And now if we wanted to shut everything off, we'd get about 4 to 5 hours continuous use with nothing on. So if you want to get in there to do some sea bass fishing, you're fine.
And like Andrew says, it's all a matter of a calculation of how much battery do you need. You may have to add a couple of extra batteries.
Right, for a longer time.
Yeah, the longer you want to go.
That boat has 327 series batteries on it and then the two starting batteries. So
that's
just,
it? Just 327 series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I was amazed when I first saw that.
Not a big 8D or anything like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So let's talk about for a minute the competition for Seakeeper. There are other stabilization methodologies, and I know you guys deal with this a lot. Let's discuss that. Why Seakeeper over other technology?
There's nothing like it. You know, you got to get on that. Like I said, take a ride, be amazed. Our product, performs at all levels, sitting there at rest, at anchor, as well as underway. I mean, some of these Seakeeper demo boats go in excess of, 35, 40 knots. And we're seeing, performance on those levels, whether you're going downswell, in the trough, trolling. That's the wonderful part about it, and it's in such a small package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Barry.
I was just going to say, being a tuna fisherman, I think the biggest thing is it's 100% internal. I mean, I've been on a lot of boats where it was, we need to fight the fish here. If the fish is moving to this part of the boat, we need to now reposition the boat because you're going to grab a fin, you're going to grab a stabilizer, you're going to grab a this, and our fish circle when they're coming to the boat. And being that Seakeeper is 100% internal it's just such a huge difference amongst other things that are out there.
Yeah. The difference between the gyro stabilization and what they call the fins. Some boats have fins. They just aren't very user-friendly for fishermen, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, you create drag and you can hit a log. There's a lot of things that can happen, when you're traveling, down south into Mexican waters or up in the Pacific Northwest, you have these hazards that you got to worry about,
Oh, yeah. Hitting logs or things like
right.
that. Then what, right?
But that being said, there's a place for fins have been around for a long time, and most boats over sort of 50 have got them already. But they work together. That's the other aspect of this. We're looking at a job right now where we're putting two Seakeepers on a boat that already has fins, and just to get these things in, there's no room to get a larger unit in. So we're doing two. That's another way to get the torque you need.
Two smaller units rather than one.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to work together really well. The fins, I mean, they complement each other. And that's so it's not sort of this is good and this is bad. It's sort of... It's a little bit broader than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big time. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot of technology to talk about. Andrew is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to electronics on boats and that kind of stuff, so we can tap his knowledge on that. And, just lots of good stuff to happen.
You're not kidding, man. It's going to be a great show. It's so much cool information to cover today. If you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking all kinds of great information about Seakeeper, like I say, talking to Andrew, just such a wealth of knowledge with boats and electronics and everything else, we have also got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And if you haven't seen that boat lately, oh my, they have done such a great job. Liberty's been in their maintenance period for about a month and a half now, and the boat's just getting ready to come back online, I think within a week or so, and it looks amazing. Full topside paint and everything. It's going to be a beautiful boat, and you're going to be one of the first to get to go fishing on that three-quarter day trip on that beautiful ride. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom. And over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone. Family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have the guys from Seakeeper, Andrew and Berkeley here talking about amazing technology and talking about fishing here too. Lots of good stuff going on. You want to get through, have a chance to go fishing on the Liberty, which is newly repolished here and going online very soon. What do you think?
I mean, any day. At the boat, it looks fantastic. Yeah. I know they did full paint topside, new logo, the whole thing. It looks so good.
And San Diego's online starting today out of C4 Sport Fishing.
As far as I know,
watch for that.
Book's fishing right now.
Yeah.
Probably steaming towards the islands as we speak.
Tell you what we're going to sweeten the pot today for the callers. Yeah, we're going to throw in not only a three-quarter day on the Liberty, then you get to go to the other side and try a three-quarter day on the San Diego.
Hi.
So two three-quarter day
right
trips.
On,
one
Pete,
on the Liberty,
well done.
One on the San Diego, just to celebrate the fact that He is back.
It's on.
That's San Diego, and Ryan's starting to go back online today, and then Liberty will be on real soon. And those are certainly telltale signs for spring coming.
Fucking $300 worth of fishing trips right there, dude. I like it. That's cool. Well, again, if you want to get your chance at not only the one great prize, but now two fantastic prizes, again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Berkeley, I have a question. Upcoming Big Fred Hall show.
Yes.
Of course, Long Beach is coming up, and you guys, Seakeeper, will be there, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a big booth, tank display, gyros on display, and we'll, of course, we'll have our Seakeeper demo boat in the hall
to
check out. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
Scott will have that over there. And
this is the new Seakeeper demo.
It is the 29 Albemarle. Yes, complete Seakeeper wrap.
Cool.
Pretty amazing with our Seakeeper 3 on board.
It's got the Seakeeper 3. And this is more of a West Coast style boat because it's got a cuddy cabin and a walk around and that kind of style.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when will you have that boat in the water?
We will have, for serious guys that want to get out there, you know what, we're going to be doing demo days the following week at Pier Point Landing, March 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come on down to Pier Point, give me a call. We'll get you out on the boat. We'll go outside. And
when is the date again?
It's going to be the week after Fred Hall.
The week after Long Beach.
That weekend. So 15th, 16th, 17th at Pier Point Landing.
Pier Point Landing, right there in Long Beach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Only one line open right now at 858-457-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off with Jack? He's calling us from Ontario this morning. Jack, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
What's up,
good
Jack?
Morning. Good morning. The question I have is, since I'd love to have one. I don't have a boat. Sounds like the kind of product that I would really want to fish on. So I was wondering if you guys had a list of maybe landings or guides or people that might have them where I could do a day or overnight or a fishing trip with you guys.
It's such new technology, Jack, that there's not a lot of sport fishing boats that have them on yet. Andrew?
Well, no, it's more a lot of private stuff at the moment. We're going in that direction, but I would say get to some of these demo days. That would be the way to go, Berkeley. Yeah,
try it.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing demo days literally almost every weekend from middle of March until the end of May. So we're gonna be down in at Scott's at Big Bay Yachts. We're gonna be up in Dana Point. We're gonna be in Newport Beach, Marina Del Rey, Oxnard, all the way to San Francisco.
Have a list of those as they come up too. And keep you posted, but to try them out. But do you see the Seakeeper technology coming into sport fishing vessels?
We see it coming into a variety of different markets, Pete. And to answer your question, absolutely. We really are excited about it, and it'll be a game changer for the party boats, just like the private boats.
Yeah, because you grew up on the party boats, of course, so you know You know the deal, so you know how to talk to those guys.
That's right. You know what? We're all have the same mission on those boats, and that's to catch fish, have fun, and but being more comfortable would be.
It's a major investment, and I'm sure that everybody's hesitant because, I mean, let's face it, it's exactly that. It's a major investment, but I am certain, and Berkeley and I have talked about it a bunch of times. I am certain that once one person pulls the trigger. Every boat, it's certainly starting with the long-range fleet, will eventually go to it.
Yeah.
It is such a difference in the level of service, and our boats are just so all about providing service, and I'm just certain that once the technology is realized, it will be a no doubt, okay, that's it. Yeah, this is something that is worth, you know, it's worth the investment and more.
I see it coming first perhaps to a six-pack boat, like a guy running a six-pack charter.
Yeah. High-end,
six-pack charter, that'll be probably the first guys that start to do it.
Yeah, we've definitely already, you know, got into a lot of those guys' markets, especially back in Florida, in the Bahamas, you know, up in Alaska now. You know, people are starting to catch on, and it's being able to get on that boat and feel what's going on. You know?
Alaska's a big potential market for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Northwest, that whole area there. Mm-hmm. Well, wherever there's rocking and rolling going on, which would pretty much be everywhere.
Outside the bay.
So, but the technology actually was developed on the East Coast, right? Hey, by the way, Jack, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Yeah, the gyro technology has been around for a couple hundred years, you know, big gyros on some of the commercial ships. But the technology that we invented, the patented vacuum technology to operate that flywheel in a controlled environment in that sphere, it's amazing. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. And what do you see? I you probably have a lot of inside information, but what do you see the technology doing for the future? I mean, is it going to, like a lot of electronics, is it going to get smaller, Andrew, you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in the see people look back at the factory, but all things point in that direction.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, it's all about getting, and I always tell people, it's about making your boat act like a bigger boat. You know, a lot of people, they don't need to go out and get a brand new boat. They like their boat, they have a lot. They're comfortable with the way it operates.
Yeah.
Do a refit. I mean, you do the refit. You talk to Andrew. We get you dialed in. We come on board on the boat, and then all of a sudden your boat's a different boat, and it's that much more comfortable.
Yeah.
And you like it that much more. And you say, hey, you say to your wife, we didn't have to go and do that. We just got the Seakeeper. We didn't get another. Hey, this is a different boat.
You can put your wine glass on the counter and not worry about it falling off.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. So. Let's talk a minute about from start to finish, because I know what I went through with you guys and stuff like that. It's like you come down to the boat, Andrew, and you kind of size up where it's going to go, right?
Yeah, obviously you're working right with the owner. You know, it's his boat. What do you want? But, you know, though we're talking about the trim issues, that's obviously a key factor we can work on right at the get-go. But we've got to find a space that we can get nice and low. We've got to get into structure. And maybe we move a tank around or a heater like we do with you, Pete. And I think, and I don't know, I mean, that space ended up looking it's almost like more open now.
It's amazing.
Because we repositioned some things, a little tidier layout, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, and the quality of the work that you do is, it's way better than it was before.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, but so basically you have, your carpenter come in, your marine carpenter come in and build the structure, the framework to put the Seakeeper into and tie into the current beams of the boat.
That's right. You know, we at the moment we're doing a lot with fiberglass, because fiberglass boats, so you know, be sort of a marine hardwood sort of build up, and then the correct amount of layup with the glass on top of that, so that it's overbuilt almost, and there you go, you've tied the structure. Seakeeper foundation, Seakeeper goes on, and there you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could do it. It's done with metal sometimes, aluminum framing, bolted in. There's just different ways to skin the cat.
Lots of different deals.
The idea is it's basically like an engine bed. You've got to think of it that way. It's that kind of a structure, something very strong, tied to the hull, and then you're good to go.
How much room do we need to leave for maintenance, and what's maintenance like, and issues like that?
Well, the minimum clearances are sort of 4 inches all the way around. Now, of course, that can be a little tight, but sometimes, you know, there's one end of the system where you really have to get at it. That's the service end. So you want to be able to get at that, but there's not a whole lot you really have to do. There's a zinc to change, and then there's some annual fluid changes. That's it. What's cool about it, we're sixth generation now. The bugs are gone. I mean, we had any problems, Pete? No alarms.
Yeah.
If anything does go squirrely on you, it will shut itself down. So it's not like you have to watch a gauge.
Right.
It will.
You're not gonna. It's self policing.
Exactly.
It's not gonna.
There's
you're
a
not
lot of software.
Do something wrong with it.
That's right. I mean, you can't hurt it. It'll shut itself down. It'll let you know. Well, you'll know. You'll start rocking.
Yeah.
And, you know, something's happened. You know, your strainer's plugged. Okay, you got a little of heat rose. Boom, it shut down. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not a high-maintenance deal.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Castman Report with Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, which today is sponsored by Anza Knives. Handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's much easier to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check anzaknives.com for more details. That's A-N-Z-A, knives.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. What's up, Cass?
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Pedro. God, what a beautiful day, huh?
Indeed, Cass, man.
Not bad.
Yeah, and the birds, yeah, the birds are chirping. We got 80-degree weather. Can you imagine those people in Minnesota going to that big game tomorrow? Holy moly.
Yeah, well, they'll be indoors, though.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm watching on my couch in 80 degrees.
There you go. Yeah, much better.
There you go. I'm doing the same, Ricky. Anyway, go Eagles. Yes. Anyway, Gus, striped marlin fishing really turned down in Cabo this past week. Some of the boats are getting four or five releases. I'd say the average is about two per boat per day. It's just those fish have finally moved down from Mag Bay, and they're coming into that Cabo San Lucas area, and they're just working their way around. And, you know, by the time springtime comes around, those fish will be headed up around the Punta Gorda, though, and up toward the East Cape area. So look for a good striped marlin season this year. There's some really good marlin bite going on down there. Also, the Dorado bite continues down there. Not a lot of big fish, but they're pretty good quality. You know, there's 10 to 15-pound fish, occasional 20-pounder. Tuna, still got reports coming out of the Gordo Banks area. Boats that are being able to get out there, you know, this is that north wind time of year. And if you can get out there early or later when those winds subside, you got a chance of getting some big fish. I mean, there's still guys that are putting in the time are still getting 100, 150-pound fish. And I've got reports that some of the bigger fish are breaking off. But it's you got to work at it, though. You got to get out there and you got to, you know, start chunking. The big jumbo cut, the cut jumbo squid out there, just dice those up. Also, the dead sardinas, get a good chunk line going, and you got a good chance, but you got to put your time in. The smaller fish are still being located there out of Punta Palmilla, you know, those 15 to 20-pound tuna, and up in the Sea of Cortez there at the Iman where they're getting an occasional 40-pounder. Mazatlan there, the billfish bite there slowed down. A few sails, a few striped marlin. They did get a little better tuna bite this past week. And, of course, the hot spot right now is Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Still a lot of sailfish and blue marlin down there. Reports are running there about 2 to 3 releases per boat per day on the sails. And like you say, the blue marlin are there. The ones that are blue marlin they're getting and releasing, estimating between 2 and 250. Also, they've got a good tuna bite going on. Boats are heading out 25 miles. I'm finding some decent-sized fish out there, 35 to 40-pound fish in the schools out there. And then, of course, along the beaches, the rooster fish and the jack crevalle bite did drop down due to some high surf this past week. But look for that to really pick up. But otherwise, that's a report for that this week, Pete. And I'm getting ready for El Salto, man. Next Saturday, we're on our way.
Yes, we are, Cass, man. Next Saturday, we head down with our group down to El Salto. It's going to be a good time and always a good time fishing with Cass, man. If we want to do that, how do we get a hold of you? We want to go on a trip with Cass, man.
Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And, Pete, I'll talk to you next Saturday before the trip.
And then see you at the airport.
And then you could buy me a drink.
You're on, Cass, man. You're on. All right, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, Cass. Hey, again, if you want to get your chance to talk through, talk Seakeeper, talk information, talk electronics, talk everything, we want to hear from you, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
All the Bay Bass excitement this year is at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Sunday, February 18th. It's the ultimate Bay Bass seminar and sale. Bigger and better than ever. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7, followed by the ultimate panel discussion next door at Bass Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afra Nabutin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Learn the best techniques for catching fish in the bay. After the panel, Afran will give an on-the-water kayak fishing seminar. Rory Taylor from Traeger Grills will be serving lunch, and Ballast Point Brewing will have beer tasting. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. We're talking big discounts on the tackle you need from all the top manufacturers. And several representatives will be on hand to answer your questions. Sign up for CCA at the Dana Landing event and receive a $40 gift card or a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's one day only, Sunday, February 18th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Again, the only line open right now, toll-free number, that one's 877-792-1090. Your chance to talk Seakeeper and win 2 3-quarter day trips on the best boats in San Diego. Let's talk to Bob. He's calling us from Lakeside. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question for Berkeley. Does it matter when you're mounting it in the boat, does it matter what, how far aft, how far, you know, for the Seakeeper is mounted? Does that reduce its effectiveness if it's moved too far forward or too far back?
It doesn't. You know, you're still going to get that same performance. And on that note, we want 95%, Pete. We call it the wow effect. I mean, unless everyone gets on that boat and says, oh my God, I mean, this is absolutely amazing. We haven't done our job, and every refit or new boat built, we guarantee at least an 80% roll reduction.
Wow.
But 95 is what a lot of these boats are getting. That center console, that Contender 32, gets 95% roll reduction. And the Albemarle 29 is going to be pretty close.
So 80% is a minimum.
That's mm-hmm. right. We won't entertain the project. You know, and what we basically do for every customer is before we, you know, have Andrew come down to the boat and spec out where we're going to put the gyro, we want to ask that customer, you know, what kind of a vessel do you have? Do you have a center console? Do you have an old trawler? Do you have an old, you know, an older sport fish? Maybe it's got a tower. And we take this we get the information on the boat, and we run it through a computer back at the factory, and we run what we call a performance prediction report. Mm-hmm. We want to guarantee the performance. Mm-hmm. And we print that out, and we show it to the customer, and we want to make sure we get you the right Seakeeper
right.
model for the boat. But
for example, let's talk about my boat. No, you hate to go back and refer, but I've just trimmed through this experience, and for those that are interested in it, I said, well, let's do the Seakeeper 3, because then I don't have to run my generator. Well, you did the spec report, and my boat's super heavy for a 36-foot boat, and it, you just said it's not going to do what you want it to do. You have to go to the 5, which, no big deal. You just have to use the generator. And I already have a generator anyway, so, right?
That's correct.
That's
correct. And then to answer our caller's question, as far as the unit, you know, where we mount it, a lot of these, you know, smaller center consoles, it's a deck-mounted gyro that's inside the leaning post, so it's, you know, pretty simple and straightforward, and it doesn't need to be on center line. If the gyro is off to the starboard or the port side, it's still going to give you that same level
that
of performance.
That defies gravity to me. I don't get it, you know,
it's
right,
takes
Andrew?
A while to get your head around
right?
it, really.
It's like, okay, if it's not in the middle, how is it going to stabilize the boat both ways?
It's some wizardry. Just believe it works. It works.
it is amazing. It's just a... It's Do you have to readjust it, Andrew, when it's off to the side, or is it
not
just
at all
intuitive?
Just that trim issue we were dealing with then, you know. But it'll exert the same force on that hull. It'll naturally kind of counteract roll, a very natural motion.
Yeah.
Wherever it is.
So cool, yeah, man.
It's not, and that's the other thing too, is it's not a violent.
No, there's no lag, there's no feedback, there's no sensing and feedback and action. It's just right there. It's a very natural response.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. This time talk to Odie, calling us from Norwalk. What's up, Odie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, I'd like to know about the unit. Since it's brand new, you're talking about, what about the fishing part? Will it get away from all the fishing that's around the boat, you know, just to scare them off? And also the gas mileage. Is there a lag or something like that?
It's both
excellent questions.
Great questions. And I'll tell you what, Pete, we know another Pete that gets out there and fishes a lot.
Pete Grossbeck.
That's right.
One of the fishiest guys in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he can tell you firsthand, right, that it doesn't scare the fish away. The other guy, too, and this was a scientific test by our good friend Skeet Simmons with Job Site Supply on his boat, who you installed that unit on his Chris Craft, 38-foot Chris Craft.
With Mark, one of the partners in the boat. Yeah, great guy.
And Skeet was concerned that the 70 decibels or whatever it creates was not attracting the fish.
Yeah, it was a good test.
So he turned it off, and then they didn't catch anything. Turned it back on, and then they started catching fish. So I think that's a pretty good non-scientific test, right? And then the other factor was what? With the other question there, Odie?
Yeah, that was about the gas mileage.
The gas mileage. Okay, so firsthand for me is I was very concerned about that because it weighs 800 pounds. It's a lot of weight on a boat. 36-foot boat, not like a 25-foot boat or a 30-foot boat, 800 pounds, but I had zero reduction, maybe even an increase fuel economy. Maybe an increase. I haven't used it enough to really factor that in there. And the other thing that was amazing to me is that amount of weight, especially where we put it in the center of the boat, made absolutely no difference in the way the boat sits in the water.
That's great.
Which is, I was shocked at that. Absolutely shocked that was the factor. So, every boat is different, right, Andrew?
That's true.
And that's why you do the analysis on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now, you were talking about, you know, units getting smaller and smaller and getting into smaller and smaller boats. What's the weight like on, you know, Pete has a big, heavy boat and uses a larger unit. What's the weight and size like on some of these smaller units?
You know, the current Seakeeper 3 weighs 550 pounds. Our smaller model to come soon will be about 25% smaller than that.
Wow.
Give you an idea. Yeah. It's something that's totally doable. You know, as far as the weight's concerned, it comes down to only about 2 to 3% of the total weight of the boat. And we will never do a refit if it doesn't make sense for the customer and it's going to.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And the 5 actually was the smallest unit that Pete had.
Time. Okay.
Up until the 3 just came out. So, yeah, I mean, there's a ways to go.
The 3 weighs.
The 3 is 550.
550. Mm-hmm. So this other one will be 25% less. Mm-hmm. And also the cost comes down, too. The smaller the unit, the less the cost of the technology, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, good questions, Odie. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your chance.
You got it. All right. How about next up we talk to Bill. Bill's calling us from Bay Park this morning. What's up, Bill? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Bill.
A little off-subject question. A good friend of mine had his blood checked, and he had really high mercury counts. Doctor was kind of concerned. And he actually had been eating a lot of blue marlin. His kid shot that blue marlin a couple of years ago. And he eats a lot of bluefin. So another friend of ours who also eats a lot of bluefin got his checked, and it was through the roof. They both reduced it just by stopping their fish intake. I haven't had mine checked, but I'm a little frightened what it's going to say. So have you guys heard of that? And does anybody else ever mention to you that they've got that issue? Because we're all eating a lot of bluefin this year. And the second question would be, so a 23-foot ponga, can that technology be outfitted on that, and what would something like that weigh and cost?
Couple of good questions.
On the mercury factor, yes.
I was going to say you're talking.
Yes,
you're definitely talking to a right guy. I
but,
can tell
but,
you that.
But I would say that swordfish and shark have, from what I understand, have much higher mercury contents. Whether that's going to affect your life or your body, I know a lot of people that live very long lives. Look at the Japanese that eat a lot of tuna, and it's a personal decision, I guess. Whether, you know, there's kind of a new wave now in medicine that I had my mercury checked, and yeah, it was high. And actually, it was not in the blood. It was in the urine. I guess it retains itself more in the urine than it does in the blood. It factors out in the blood a little faster, from what I understand. But it's a personal decision whether you really think that that's affecting your life. If it is affecting your life and your doctor recommends it, then you have to go with what you feel and what your doctor feels. Has that stopped a lot of people from eating tuna? I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. So that's on that. Now, what about the ponga?
Seakeeper's goal is to be down on boats down to 20 feet by 2020, Pete.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be exciting.
20 by 2020.
That's right.
Wow.
That's the mission, you know. And again, make that small boat act like a big boat. You know, I can't imagine to go over to Catalina, go fishing, and be that much more safer, comfortable.
Yeah.
Yep.
The thing that I'm so excited about as things go forward and more people put on them is just the story that you hear so many times, you know, this person, you know, loves to fish but won't because they get seasick, or the motion is just too much for them. And the fact that you can put a device on your boat, if you're out there and you love to fish and you would love to have your wife go with you, but she just can't because she gets seasick, or your best fishing buddy loves to fish in the bay, but you can't take them offshore if you get seasick. And there's a thing that you can attach to your boat, and now that person will get to enjoy the same thing because of it. It's just so cool. And knowing that technology is becoming so much more readily available, the cost is coming down, the availability is becoming up, it's just so cool that knowing that that's what our future's got in store.
Yeah, the wife keeper.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, Bill.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Chip. Chip's calling us from Ramona this morning. What's up, Chip? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a great subject. It's and Andrew, I've known you from the Shelter Island days for a while. I'm so happy for you there.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
How you doing?
That's anyway, guys. As far as the fish boat application, it's great, but in my case, you know, my owners love to sit at anchor wherever we're at, in Mexico or Catalina or wherever, but having a system that will act in a static situation is a game changer. And I wish I would have known about that about 3 years ago, but in that situation, boy, it'd be great just sitting at anchor and not worrying about that, the roll system, and having a generator on all the time. Yeah, that'd be great.
That's it. The outrest stabilization has been the buzzword in the industry for a while now, and Seakeeper really.
Yeah.
Explain that. Outrest.
Well, at rest.
At rest.
Yeah.
So when you're at anchor.
Yeah. Fins are working great when you're underway. When you stop, nothing's happening.
Oh,
so
I see.
The solution in that industry has been to put bigger fins on and bigger hydraulics to keep them moving, and they'll actually stabilize the boat at rest. But these things are out there moving, so it's not the best for swimmers in the water.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's a lot of power draw as well. But the Seakeeper, it doesn't matter if the thing's boat's moving or stopped, it's doing the same job. So, at rest.
And what's amazing, too, is the amount, once it spins up, once it gets the power, which takes about 40 minutes, right? 40, mm-hmm. 45 minutes. It's amazing how little the draw is on the power. I mean, it's like magic.
Yours is comparable to a microwave oven running.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
Or a hair dryer.
Yeah, it just it's a speed drive that it brings the flywheel up very slowly. Well, not slowly, but I mean it brings it up without that big load of turning a big compressor on or something. So
and Chip, while you're on the line, I want to say something about this guy Andrew Jones here. I dealt with a lot of people in the marine industry that they're flakes. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I mean they're just. Don't get the job done and don't do it timely. It's the most frustrating thing about being a boat owner is sometimes the people you have to deal with. And you don't get that with Andrew. Andrew is the guy that makes it happen. He is precise about what he does, and he says, we're going to get this done, and we're going to get it done, and he does it. So,
Yeah, for sure.
So if you do,
he's been great to work with over the years.
Yeah, if you do have somebody that you want, if you do want to talk to Andrew about your Seakeeper, of course, how does that work? Berkeley, they talk to you first, and they talk to you first, and then you refer them once they're serious about to Andrew, right?
Yeah, I mean, we get leads through our website to the various regions, we get in touch with Andrew, and we make an appointment to get down to the boat, check it out. Of course, we want to run that report. We want to find out what kind of boat the customer has, and
yeah, we got great people all up the coast. You know, it's Michael Lass up there in Ventura. Mm-hmm. There's some guys doing some really great work. So wherever you are, you get taken care of. That's right.
Of dealers up and down the coast, and you're primarily the San Diego dealer.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Taking care of business here in San Diego for our customers. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And your office is right there at
Shelter Island Boat Yard. Yeah, it's another great operation. Yeah,
Pete, you mentioned the level of support and everything that Andrew has, and we expect all of our dealers have that level of support. You can make a great product, but without the level of service and support, it's not a great product. And so we really pride ourselves on that, definitely with all of our dealers.
Sure, you guys have the coolest technology out. I'm sure everybody wants to be a person that does Seakeeper, but which is great because then you get to take your pick of guys like Andrew. Like, well, this guy's clearly one of the best at what he does, so we want him on the team.
That's right.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kerr. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat-out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.